In 2003, the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty designated October 10th as the World Day Against the Death Penalty. At a news conference in New York Wednesday, the group said more than 90 countries have abolished the death penalty for all crimes, 131 have done so in practice, and 66 retain it. The UN General Assembly is considering a resolution that will ask countries to impose a moratorium on the death penalty as a first step towards abolishing it worldwide. The resolution is co-sponsored by countries including Brazil, East Timor, Gabon, Mexico, the Philippines, and Portugal. The spokesman for the World Coalition Against the Death Penalty, Michel Toubé, says he is hopeful the initiative will be adopted.
I think there are quite a lot of support for the moment, but let's the diplomacy and the civil society organizations continue their work, and I'm sure that the very good number of sponsors we have now will grow.
The coalition, which includes groups like Amnesty International and the International Federation of Human Rights League, says the use of the death penalty is declining overall. But it says in some countries, including Iran, more people are being put to death. In Afghanistan Monday, 15 prisoners were executed by gunfire, ending a 3-year moratorium on the death penalty in that country. Toubé says he thinks recent images, including those of Saddam Hussein's hanging last December, have bolstered international opposition to the death penalty.
In all the world today, there are initiatives in the 5 continents, also in retentionist countries, to ask for the abolition of the death penalty. We think that the moment has come.
Amnesty International says 6 countries were responsible for 91% of all known executions worldwide last year. China, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Sudan, and the United States. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.